This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Maryland basketball's in the Sweet 16, and here to talk about it is our buddy, Kevin Sheehan. You know him from his work on the Kevin Sheehan Show. So, Kev, I got to tell you, I think they beat Florida. I think they hang and give them a run for their money. I kind of think the Gators are a little overrated. How much of a chance do you give them?
I give them a really good chance, Grant. I mean, those that have followed the team and watched them this year, their best is good enough to beat anybody in this draw, maybe with the exception of Duke. But, you know, Duke's not proven because of the conference they were in. But if they play their best, if they play like they did, if you put Illinois jerseys on Florida tomorrow night, Maryland would win by 20. For whatever reason, they played Illinois very well. But, yeah, I give them a really good chance if they play their best.
I just think Florida, and look, I'm not Andy Katz, right? I didn't watch them all season long. But what I was told by the experts going into the couple of games in the tournament I've now watched is that they give up a lot of easy buckets in the post, that they're not particularly good at defending around the rim. Maryland's got the two bigs, and I know Florida can score with anybody, but the Terps are so good at defending the three-point line. I kind of like going big. I mean, at one point, they just dwarfed Colorado State, and seeing where that gets you in the low post.
Yeah, I think the problem is that's true, and yet Maryland's been out-rebounded badly in three straight games, including
Colorado
by Colorado State.
Colorado State had like 14 offensive rebounds or something crazy with that small lineup.
Yeah, and that's like they've become and has developed for me into the biggest concern. They got out-rebounded by Michigan in the Big Ten semis, 47-18. That's not a misprint. They got out-rebounded. They gave up 13 offensive rebounds to Grand Canyon. They gave up. They got out-rebounded 39-29, gave up another 13 or 14 offensive boards to a smaller Colorado State team. There are reasons for it. They just have to correct it because against Florida, if you give them 13, 14, 15 second chances, I don't think you can win the game.
Kevin Sheehan on the Grant and Danny Beltway Blitz. I had Kevin Willard on the show yesterday, and some of his answers and some of that audio went all over the country. He made it sound to you like he plans on returning to Maryland. Do you disagree with me that I'm still thinking he leaves? I mean, really, I need some type of indication that he's staying in the next, like, 72 hours if they win, or else I just assume the longer this goes on, that he's already got something in the works.
Grant, I swear to God, I mean, over the last 24 hours, I mean, it's dozens and dozens of people, you know, in the know, sort of on the periphery of the know, and everybody's got a different opinion. If you asked me over the weekend, I would have said he's staying. If you would have asked me at some point on Monday or Tuesday, I would have said he's going. Some point yesterday, staying. Some point today, going. I have no idea. What I do know now is that the school, according to the people that I've talked to, they've stepped up and they've given him basically everything that he's asked for. So the ball's kind of in his court now. You know, the issue is Villanova has tons of money. They are, you know, they don't have football. There's no competing interests. It's the Big East, which is really, you know, his growing up, you know, and living in for much of his life conference. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope he stays, and it would be destructive to the Maryland basketball program in the short term, to say the least, if he leaves.
So I don't know if today's the day to ask you this, because it's exciting. It's fun. They're playing in the Sweet 16 tomorrow. It should be celebratory. But I mean, you're on now, and this is the story. It feels like it would be devastating, because who do you hire? I guess you could go local with, like, my guy Tony Skin from Mason or something. But it feels like the hiring cycle's pretty much drying up. You know how this goes with the recruiting game and the transfers. I feel like it would set them back years if he walked.
I feel the same way. I mean, I'm trying not to be hyperbolic about it, but, you know, in the short term, you lose Gillespie and Rice for sure. Everybody you're, you know, on in the portal goes elsewhere. The coach, you don't have an AD right now. That's part of the problem in terms of where this thing is currently. So who hires the coach? I think they should bring Gary Williams back and make him at least the interim AD until all this stuff, you know, gets fixed and settled. But yeah, I mean, you know, Tony Skin and Dwayne Simpkins, I love both of those guys and they're doing great jobs, but you typically don't go from AU or Mason to Maryland, you know, and yet who else is out there? It would not be a great situation if he leaves, not at all. And you're right. It's tough to talk about this because they're in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. And I think a lot of us feel like, and it sounds like you do too, they actually have a chance, even though they're playing a one seed, and yet we're dealing with this. So, yeah, and I think, you know, even beyond that, Grant, the reveal, which, you know, a lot of us have known for a while, but almost the public reveal that administratively it's been a bit of an S show for a while now, you know, makes the job less appealing than it's ever been. If they have to go back out and search for somebody. So, yeah, it would not be good.
All right, well, let's circle back to the positivity of the game tomorrow then and the Sweet 16 matchup. A win over Florida looks like what? And then what would that mean for the program?
What does it look like? That's a good question. I've started to think about that for tomorrow's show. It looks like not getting out-rebounded by double digits or more, with a significant double-digit, you know, offensive rebound number. It looks like a low turnover game, a really solid shooting game from behind the arc in particular. They were 10 of 24 against Colorado State. They're a good three-point shooting team. They've got multiple options. I specific to a player, one of the things that's been great about this team is that on any given night, regardless of the opponent, it can be any one of their starting five that goes for 20-plus, or two of the starting five that goes for 20-plus. So I'm not going to predict which, you know, two or three go for 18, 20, but you're going to need a couple of them, and they're capable of that. But defensively, they've got to get stops and then limit Florida to one shot per possession. And then, you know, Naki and I were talking about pace today. Maryland loves pace. I'm not worried about, you know, if foul trouble is an issue, that's a problem because they don't have the bench. But assuming no foul trouble, I don't mind an up-tempo pace. I think Maryland can absolutely, you know, keep pace with Florida.
All right, Kevin, big one tomorrow night. I am pulling for the Terps.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.